Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump is facing his greatest foreign policy challenge to date in dealing with North Korea's nuclear agenda. Story now from VOA's Jim Malone.
With the president facing his first foreign policy crisis, much of the attention has been on his blunt warning to North Korea this week.
They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Trump's remarks were unfortunate, says former Ambassador Bill Richardson.
Now I think the president has a chance to rally the nation, to address the country on what our policy is, but most importantly, to calm down.
But Trump defenders say the blunt warning is what his supporters expect. The challenge on North Korea comes in the wake of recent polls that show the president's approval rating at home dipping to new lows, even among Republicans. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
A U.S. Navy destroyer carried out an operation near the Chinese man-made islands in the South China Sea, an effort to challenge China's territorial claims there. The development comes at a time of heightened tensions between U.S. and North Korea, as we've heard, and the tension Trump administration seeking China's help in dealing with the nuclear threat posed by Pyongyang. President Trump brushed off Russian leader Vladimir Putin's decision to expel hundreds of U.S. diplomatic personnel from Russia, thanking him instead for saving the U.S. money. Putin's order to expel the Americans was expected following President Obama's expulsion of Russian diplomats after reports that Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential race, Moscow denying the claims. This is VOA News. Migrants from Syria, Yemen, Haiti, and other stricken places around the world leaving the U.S. in droves, trying to immigrate to Canada. The migrants say they are driven by the perception President Trump wants to turn away migrants, while Canada, under Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, is welcoming. As the Trump administration reviews a government report that contradicts its views on climate change, another report confirms that humans have pushed the planet to record-setting temperatures. That story now from VOA's Steve Barragona.
Record-high temperatures helped set Alberta, Canada ablaze last year. Lethal heat and drought struck India, setting off a water crisis. The planet was hotter than ever recorded last year, according to the 2016 State of the Climate Report, compiled by the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Co-author Deke Arndt spoke to VOA by Skype.
Well, it confirms what we know. We know we live in a warming world. We know that that world is going to continue to warm. We know that this is going to cause issues around the world.
That puts the report at odds with the Trump administration. Environmental Protection Agency Chief Scott Pruitt disputes whether humans are responsible.
I believe the ability to measure with precision the degree of human activity's impact on the climate is subject to more debate.
These views and the U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement have raised concerns among many scientists that the Trump administration will suppress climate research. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.
Results of Kenya's presidential election expected today. Tuesday's presidential polling pitted incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta against opposition leader Raila Odinga. Provisional tallies released by the Electoral Commission so far show Kenyatta with a 9-point lead. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nord was unable to confirm that several U.S. diplomats serving in Cuba are suffering from severe hearing loss.
What I can tell you is that these were U.S. government personnel who were in Cuba, in Havana, on official duty on behalf of the U.S. government. We consider these to be incidents because we still are trying to determine the actual cause of their situation.
Nord also would not say whether diplomats from other countries had encountered the same type of hearing damage. Canadian government, however, confirming that at least one Canada, a diplomat from there in Cuba, has been treated for hearing loss. U.S. officials believe a group of American diplomats in Havana suffered severe hearing loss after being exposed to a covert sonic device. And the U.S. National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration saying that 2016 surpasses 2015 as the warmest year on record. Global sea levels also at the highest on record.
That's the latest world news from VOA.